The great white shark is a beast, the largest predatory fish in the world. And just off the beaches of Massachusetts' Cape Cod, there's been an increasing number of sightings in summer months. Craig Lamult of member station WGBH reports that some people believe it is time for beachgoers to get used to the presence of the sharks.
Dr. Greg Scomel leans over a railing at the bow of a motorboat and reaches a long pole into the Atlantic.
Come on up. Come on up.
Just below the surface of the water, only a few feet away, is an 11-foot white shark. Scomel's a fisheries biologist for the state, and on this day he's already seen several of them. But this one's shallow enough for him to try to jab it with that pole, tagging it with a transmitter that will let him and beach managers know when it's nearby.
Yeah! Right on, brother!
Over the last 7 years, Scomel has identified close to 200 white sharks swimming off Massachusetts and tagged nearly 80 of them. He says that's just a fraction of what's out here. Scomel points to a stretch of the shore.
Yeah, there's a few hundred seals right there on the beach. And you can see that the shark is hunting right off that pile of seals, you know? You really don't need the PhD to figure this one out.
The return of the seal population is actually a conservation success story, but it's come with a catch that's worrisome to more than just the seals. On Nauset Beach in Orleans, beach manager Nathan Sears says they used to shut things down when they heard from the researchers that white sharks were in the area. But then he realized the sharks aren't just there on the 2 days a week when the researchers go out.
It's 7 days a week. There's dozens, possibly even more sharks swimming through these swim areas.
For the most part, those sharks really aren't interested in people. There's only been one confirmed white shark bite off the Cape since 1936. But even so, Sears says beachgoers weren't being careful enough because he wasn't jamming a safety message down their throats.
So we're at that point now.
Sears stands next to a large sign, one of many he had put up this year, featuring a huge photo of a white shark, its mouth open, revealing blade-like teeth. The sign advertises the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy's new mobile phone app for tracking and reporting sightings, and it lists safety tips.
Do not swim near seals. Swim close to shore in waist-deep water. Avoid swimming at dawn and dusk.
Liam's clam shack is just steps away from the sign.
I'm going to have a lobster roll, tuna roll.
The restaurant's owner, John Oman, says he thinks all the signs and media attention the sharks are getting is overblown and bad for business.
I think it's unnecessary to alert the public to a danger that isn't as prevalent as one would think.
It's a hot and sunny beach day, but 11-year-old Kate Sinsabaugh's mom won't let her go in the water at all.
There might be sharks somewhere around here.
Others are willing to take more of a risk. Nancy Early says she swims in deep water, even when she sees seals swimming just feet away.
Yeah, I'm aware of it, and I just enjoy it so much. And, you know, that's too much fun to give up.
Her sister Eileen stands by, throwing her hands up in disbelief.
We've always been concerned about her going out, thinking about undertows and all those things. But now with the shark threats added, it's nerve-wracking.
But she's a big girl, Eileen says. And if her sister wants to swim with the sharks, they can't stop her. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt.